The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting. And it's not close. Now, as you can see, we are not in the friendly confines. We have come out onto the road, but we only have one set. So you can see your boy later today several times on CBS Sports HQ. But for the morning show, we're very intimate in our hotel rooms. It's the way it works here in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, coming off a day yesterday where we had a brand new capper, and how about going 3-0? A ho-hum day otherwise, but Jamie, you'll be seeing him a lot. We're trying out a lot of new people. You ask for them, you are going to get them. Now, it is a busy, busy week at the brand. On Tuesday, how about our Super Bowl mega preview part duh, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. Then on Wednesday, the debut, all you hashtag Cohen heads out there, you will get EC on the golf show this week. And how about C and Najad, the counselor, going to be hosting this week as I have other responsibilities here in Phoenix. But let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. And it would not be a Super Bowl week without the man, the myth, the man who lives for the NFL, Maestro Larry Hartstein. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Coach, looking forward to seeing you in person at this hotel at some point today. But I got to say, this is an informal, unscientific survey. I saw a lot of green out there, a lot of Eagles green at the Super Bowl experience yesterday. I know the Chiefs fans will show up, but early on, I'm seeing a Philly vibe.
You are dead to me first thing on a Monday morning. I say dead to me. Now, he is live from Sin City, Las Vegas, where nothing is bigger than the pro bowlers playing flag football and Tyreek Hill getting slam blasted by Jalen Ramsey. Hey, Zach Attack, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I can't wait to see you both on CBS HQ all week long. And in this being in Arizona, where I used to live for so many years, they host the Super Bowl so much. I know it's going to be great down there.
Oh, it absolutely is. Can't wait for it. But let's get into the storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And remember, you see it all over this week, and you got to understand this is a very, very difficult time, especially in basketball. You saw Matty Severance saying he's win one, losing one. It's very difficult right now. So take that into effect. But in the NBA, something that absolutely, Maestro, that will change and affect the betting lines, one Kyrie Irving. He asked for a trade, and damn it again, he got it. Start us off.
Yeah, he goes to Dallas in a blockbuster move. They give up Dinwiddie, they give up DFS, and they give up draft picks for what? Half a season of Kyrie Irving, because they won't sign him yet. They want to see how it works out. He wants a max deal. And if it doesn't work out, they'll be like, fine, we have a lot of salary cap room. The market, though, didn't really overreact to this. When you see the Mavs only down to 14-1, they are still the eighth choice on the board. And look at the Nets, only three spots behind them. They still have a lot of talent. They may make a move at the deadline. I mean, Luka needed help. He can't score every time. He can't be, you know, the guy every single time down. So I think it does make sense from a basketball perspective. But the reaction around the league seems to be that it's going to end like a lot of Kyrie Irving experiments, and that is not in a good way.
And it absolutely could. But think about the fun that the Western Conference playoffs are now going to be. I don't care what you say about him off the court. He makes games fun to watch. Maestro, thank you very much. Now, I need to stop the show for a second, because I always preach that we're a family. We love to pick each other up. Do I not? Do I not say that all the time? Now, pick management in the chat says, Coach, Wish me luck. In 5 minutes, I'm hosting the MLS Gambling Podcast for SGPN. Don't even know who they are, but I'm sure they're very good. And to audition as their new host, but I had to come here first, I assume, to see how the very best does it. So everybody, if you can, hashtag good luck to our friend Pick Management. Hopefully you get that new job. If you need any tips, just reach out to your boy. I got you. Hashtag good luck to Pick Management. Now, moving on. Zach Attack. It seems like every time I see this team's name coming across my phone, I'm looking at scores. They score a lot of points and they cover the spread. And I'm like, do they keep doing this over and over? And then your storyline comes in this morning. So I knew that I was right. Talk to me.
Yeah, Furman from the Southern Conference, a very exciting team. As you said, Coach, they score in bunches. They have five or six scores, and they've been covering. It's really been an auto bet for me. Don't even look at the number. I've been betting on them and then been covering. They're 8-1 ATS over their last nine games. And really, they've done it in a variety of ways, on the small numbers, on the big numbers. They're just finding a way to cover. I'll mention a game about a week and a half ago against Samford. They were trailing, somehow forced it to overtime. Got very lucky to cover that 4.5-point spread. And then against Wofford on Saturday, it's a 10.5-point spread, 4.5 to go, 10-point game. They go on another one of those mini flurries to get up in that 15-17-point range and cover there. This is a very exciting conference. We know their regular season play is going to end at the tail end of this month, so early March is when you can watch the Southern Conference. Two other great teams, Samford and UNC Greensboro, at the top of the conference as well. And keep in mind, last year, Furman was kind of robbed from getting to the big dance when Chattanooga hit that heave buzzer beater that sent Chattanooga to the tournament over Furman. So this is a team that's going to be playing with a lot of heart as we close out this month.
We say it all the time on days like today when it's a little bit of a light schedule. It doesn't mean there's not opportunities. Zach Attack, thank you very much. All right, before we get to our board for the day, you know I got to pay these guys. So here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we go. We've got two big plays from Sportsline itself. And if you're not a Sportsline member, there has never been a better time, but I'm going to do you a solid. Use a promo code early, because we're way more than just the early edge. I think sometimes we forget that we have tons of cappers, tons of articles. This business is hard. Knowledge is power. You need to have all the information. And that's what we're about at Sportsline. But use that promo code early. I'll give you 30 days for free. Two plays from the association. And you know, be very careful right now in the NBA. 6 o'clock, they could tell you, I don't know, Jason Tatum's not playing. But tonight, the Celtics, they're going to bounce back. They've been playing a little spotty lately. But against the Pistons, who play no defense, we love the over 230. Our simulations at Sportsline have this up closer to 240. Then our other play, based off of the great storyline from the Maestro. The Mavericks on the road tonight in Utah. And the Jazz are laying kind of a big number, -9.5. But get this, there will be no Kyrie Irving. There will be no Luka. They are missing big-time scores. We'll take the Jazz to win by at least 10 at home. All right, Zach Attack. Over the weekend, the Duke Blue Devils, I actually cashed with them, just played them on the money line, about a -135, -140. Easy cash over North Carolina. But tonight, are you going right back to the well?
I sure am, Coach. One of the marquee games today on a light college basketball schedule. Duke +3.5 now against Miami. This is a Duke team that is finally, their talent is starting to show. You expect this when you have so much young talent as the season goes on and progresses. They are finally showing those signs of the team that was ranked earlier in the season. They've won 4 of 5 games. And really, it could have been a stretch that reversed their season. Three of those wins were very close wins. 2-point victories over Miami, a 2-point win over Wake Forest. And as we know, against North Carolina, the game was tied with like 1:45 left, and they pulled that out. So they're showing that great capability of winning close games. And I said this last week, when you play from Saturday to Monday, I think it gives the advantage to the underdog. We saw Syracuse barely cover against Virginia. This Miami team has a lot of pressure on them being the ranked team. And Duke just knows how to play close games right now. I think Miami's going to have that little bit of lapse today. Keep riding Duke, +3.5.
We'll take it. Duke, the Blue Devils, let's go. Getting better as the season heads into March Madness. Keep your eyes on Duke. Keep your eyes on Duke. Zach Attack, thank you very much. Real quick in the chat, Matt says, why doesn't Mike, M squared, put his actual plays on the site? He does. All I can find is his Sims, which are great, but I feel like as a paying member, we deserve to see his actual plays. He's the reason I signed up. Let me just say this, Matt. There is nobody more valuable at Sportsline than M squared. He does put his plays up, but he's giving you more information by giving you his simulations. Larry, would you like to add to that real quick?
I think it's a mechanical issue. He would love to do that, but he's literally inputting, 20, 30 games that he's getting up on the site in his article, and you just have to see where the difference is between his plays, his sims, and the line.
Yeah, because he does golf. He does everything. If you want to do all that work, feel free. We'll add you, and you can do the work. Nobody more valuable than him, all right? Sometimes you got to do a little work yourself. All right. With all that being said, we have now reached the time for the first time, live from Phoenix, Arizona, live from the site of the Super Bowl. Well, 30 minutes away from where the Super Bowl is, but we have arrived. And Maestro, for the first time, the floor is yours.
All right, a couple of plays I really love. This one I should have jumped on earlier, but I will still play Isaiah Pacheco over 14.5 receiving yards, -110 at MGM. You're seeing this go up to 15.5, opened as low as 12.5. It was only 10.5 earlier, but the reason is that Jarrett McKinnon does not look right, averaging 2.3 yards per touch in the postseason. He's dealing with an ankle injury. We know he'll play, but Isaiah Pacheco has the explosiveness, and against that Philly pass rush, I expect Mahomes to dump the ball off to this kid. 5 for 59 last week. I'm going over 14.5 receiving yards. Would not be surprised to see him in the 30s in terms of his final number. And then I love these cross-sport props. They have them up at a lot of books. Caesars has a great one. Dallas Goedert -1.5 receiving yards against Joel Embiid's points and rebounds. Now, Goddard's prop is up to 48.5. So people have been coming in on the over because the Chiefs do not defend the short area middle of the field well. They're banged up a little bit at linebacker, and everyone is expecting Goddard to have a good game. So his prop is on the rise. You look at Embiid, what does he average points and rebounds? Well, at home, he averages over 45, but on the road, and he'll be at Brooklyn for this game, he averages only 41.1 points and rebounds, going up against the defensive player of the year candidate in Nick Claxton, who leads the NBA in blocks. I think Embiid will probably get in the high 30s, maybe around 40, but you've got Goddard, his prop all the way up to 48.5. I love this, -1.5, and you do have to lay -130.
There is nothing I love more than cross sport props for the Super Bowl. It makes Sundays so fun. Last couple of years, I've called the PGA Tour Waste Management. I'm actually here this year and not calling it. Kind of weird. We have a newbie to the Early Edge universe, everybody. Everybody say welcome to, and I'm sure there's a lot of people like this. Where is he? Liddy Sims. Liddy Sims. He says, Coach, can you add the game number for betting, please? New to betting, and this would help, please. Well, Liddy, not every game is the same at every sports book. So you got to listen to the name. We try to tell you the conference. We try to tell you where it is. But every book is going to have a different number for the game. So you just got to listen to the information. Hashtag it pays to watch live. But welcome to the Early Edge universe. All right. With all that being said, grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of the Snake on the ones and the twos. The Maestro, he's on Isaiah Pacheco, over 14.5 receiving yards. I absolutely love this play. Love it. Can't believe it's this low. Then a little Super Bowl crossover prop. And remember, we will have a mega show on Sunday afternoon. I will be back home in the friendly confines for Sunday's mega show. I think we're going 2 hours at least, something like that. But we'll have all kinds of these props on that show on Sunday. Then Zach Attack. Duke +3.5 from Sportsline itself. Jazz -9.5 over the Mavericks, who will have basically nobody. And Celtics and Pistons over 230. Boston needs to get back on the, hey, we're the best team in the East track. which they have not been doing the last couple of weeks. So we love them at over 230. Do not forget Early Edge and 5 today at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And then tomorrow, our Mega Preview at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. Stick with us. Turn on those notifications and pay it forward. Today, we have new people. We always have new people. Welcome them to the family and understand we cannot do this alone. And with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Love Mo, Maestro, Zach Attack, and everybody working this week, we grind for you. So hopefully we can win with you. It's what we're all about right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.